堂听 class.com。
Passage 1. Television has had a major impact on education in America. Its influence can be felt both inside and outside the classroom. In many American homes, it has become the babysitter of choice for working parents. Latchkey kids go home not to a parent or to a relative, but to a television set.Many schools use the television set to teach certain standard lessons. Teachers may also use the television as an aid to their classroom activities. Educational television in homes is believed to help promote literacy and an interest in learning. Certainly, some shows are extremely influential. They introduced a generation of American children to science.But all of the educational shows must compete with pure entertainment shows for the attention span of American children. Some critics feel that the entertainment shows win, and that, furthermore, television is responsible for what seems to be a shortening attention span amongst American children. But the greatest controversy occurs in the classroom, where commercial advertising has begun to appear.For many years, schools were considered special places where commercial interests should not intrude. But faced with tightening budgets and limited resources, more and more school districts have been glad to welcome paying customers into their classrooms. They argue that children already are exposed to advertising at home, and the money to support education outweighs any damage that might be done.Critics disagree, arguing that education should not be for sale. They feel that the classroom should be a shelter from the sometimes overwhelming commercial voices. But these concerns are often outweighed by financial concerns. So far, there's no clear evidence of either benefit or harm to the children. But the debate is likely to continue as television plays a growing role in American education.
Questions 1 to 5 are based on the passage you have just heard. 1. Who goes directly to a television set? 2. What competes with educational shows for the attention span of American children?3. According to critics, how does TV influence American children? 4. Why do school districts welcome paying customers into their classrooms?5. Why do critics object to the intrusion of paying customers into classrooms?